But now, how is the recovery done? Are they, do they retort it themselves out there as they did 40-odd years back? Or how is that mercury driven off?
Yeah, that's true, but most of them don't use mercury in the first box or so because the value of the gold for jewelry gold, if they have some on the crick, is so much higher than they'll get after they've used the mercury and retorted. That spoils the color and the brightness of the gold after it's retorted.
Mm-hmm.
So they still use mercury and punch plates to get the fine zone.
I see.
Mercury riffles.
Yes. Well, now, what the equipment that they're using up there now, up there in that particular area that we were familiar with, I understand they can handle a good many cubic yards per 24 hours up there now of glow-bearing gravel.
Yes, they can. They can handle over 1,000 yards a day if they, or shift if they work at it with those big caps they have, and providing they have plenty of water. Well, that's something they're pretty short of over there, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes they don't have enough water to pan out a shovel full.
That's true, too. Yes, indeed. With plaster mining, you're licked without water, aren't you?
We sure are. I know times we had trouble floating the dredge. We'd have to take the cat and get in behind the dredge and push in dirt and try to seal up the tailings so the water couldn't get away
right.
from us.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Especially tough going upstream if you're going downstream, so you had solid dirt ahead of you while you were, it was worked a little bit better.
A little bit better.